Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brian and Kruger Studios, it's Brian B. Shine.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 62. Currently, it is 49 in the River Market.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Future Teachers of America Day?
Very important, very important. And no, we're not talking about AI. We're talking about the real teachers putting in work.
I didn't know people had AI teaching them.
You never know, man. We also got my man Joseph Thomas, a.k.a. Joey Cuss, coming on the show, D.
Yeah, can't wait to talk to him in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't forget, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. We're debuting our Goofy of the Week that'll be going on.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So make sure you listen in to find out which TMG is going to have the Goofy of the Week, who's basically the ducky of the day.
Yo, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. It's Throwback Thursday. Let's go back to the fall of 1998. An underrated Drew Hill jam. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
You know that I like it when you call me papi. But it seems like they be. But you've been seeing another chico. And baby, you know that he can't go like me. But you know that the can't freak like me. So mommy tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me?
How deep is your love for me? Tell me what it's gonna be. Do you see yourself when I like me on a low nose or your friends hold on?
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
See, you can do it. You knew you could, and now you have. You outlined a specific objective, and then you did the work to make it happen. You persisted through the obstacles and got the job done. At first, it seemed intimidating, but you didn't let that stop you. A whole lot of distractions popped up, but you stayed focused nonetheless. It's easy to see now that your faith in your ability was well placed. Though it took some stretching on your part, the experience has left you more capable. So the question becomes, what's next? You knew you could do it, you knew you could, and you did. So now what? Look into your purpose, into your repository of all you treasure. Some new goal will jump out at you. And you know you can reach it. And you will. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip. With Hustle and Shine. On Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 62. And it is currently 48 foggy skies at Swope Park. If you ever wanted to know what Keep Sweat, Life Genius, and Pleasure Peace sounded together while singing Boyz II Men, End of the Road, here you go.
A word.
How do you feel about Keep Sweat as a singer?
one of my favorites. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Do you think he can sing?
No, not. He's not A1 as far as like vocals. It's just the writing ability, the simplicity of the hits that he has. It's just, yeah.
What about Life Jennings and Pleasure P? Do you think that they can sing?
No.
Why was it so easy for you to say that? They're all in the same group when it comes to the singing abilities.
You know what I? You know, for that's yes, your thoughts. You know who I blame for that?
Who?
L's.
Who did he record on that viral video? Was it
Life.
Oh my God!
Oh, it was Life Jennings.
Life was performing here in Kansas City, y'all. At the I can't remember.
Uptown or Midland?
Nah, it wasn't one of them. It was on 31st off of Paseo. I forget the name of it.
Okay.
But he just got on the mic, y'all, and just went full falsetto a cappella.
Oh my gosh.
And then
shaking the table.
It was one for the books. Yeah, I've never really liked Jenna's voice like that.
Yeah. So. I like his songs are meaningful. Like at least the S-E-X, that song was very deep.
Oh, girl, what you know about that song?
That was like part of my early childhood.
Okay.
Switching over.
Because it wasn't a big hit, and you be...
No, that's a song that everybody...
You be on, oh, young people ain't supposed to know everything.
That song came out during my time. I don't expect Gen Z to know that song, though, but I should. Switching over into a little bit more serious of a topic, Young Dro has always talked about getting better with his addiction, and this time he actually recalls what happened when he was unresponsive.
We were just having fun. I didn't know that later on it'll become an addiction. So when they brought the pill, I ended up taking one, and I didn't get back up from it. My nephew, the money, walk in, and he was like, Uncle Dro, but I didn't move. The ambulance came. I didn't know that I had actually clocked out from fentanyl. You feel what I'm saying?
And since then, he's been sober. That was a minute ago. And he also said that he did not want to go back to that same studio because he felt embarrassed. But he felt it was heavy on his heart and God was telling him, no, go back to that studio and we're going to rebuild you and do some, you know, switch some things. And when he went back, him and T.I. was like, look, man, it's time for you to tell your story. Kirk Franklin is in here, too. We need to talk to him.
I didn't know they gave him fentanyl. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was laced. Wow. Yeah, it was laced.
Yeah, that's it's so many stories like that too, man. So young people, just
young
don't be
old.
Encouraged. If you feel uncomfortable taking something, you ain't supposed to be taking nothing anyway. Okay.
Thanks.
But still, if you feel a more uncomfortability with that, man, stay away from that stuff, dog.
Yeah, even if you don't, you just need to be careful.
Facts.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gym.
It's D's favorite time of the year. Not only is it Sagittarius season, but we are celebrating the holiday season, of course, with the Hot 103 Jam's 32nd annual toy and food drive. Along with our community partner, St. James Church, Kansas City, everything kicks off Friday, December 5th, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. And on Saturday, December 6th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Walmart Supercenter 350 Highway in Raytown. Please help us support harvesters and Toys for Tots to help local families this holiday season. For details or to donate, head on over to kprs.com. Now, D, I grew up on Kansas City's east side. And if you've ever traveled over there, you ever lived over there, you know that the blight and the vacant lots always have been a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the city of Kansas City, Missouri, wants to eliminate that problem, and they want to target vacant lots on our east side. And a new initiative is called 100 Blocks in 100 Days. I'm very interested in this. Listen to this.
Generation after generation, it's like when? And we're overdue. And just the lack of, and not just the housing for our senior citizen, I'm talking about housing for our children, the lack of. If you don't have those tools to survive, then you're gonna get the crime. You're gonna unfortunately get the killing. You're unfortunately gonna get those unwanted things that comes with blight and oppression and poverty. We want our portion of the pie on the east side. We no longer want it to be a dream, we want it to be a reality.
Our residents are often really tired of living next to blight, having to trample over trash. This is about turning the tide to say that we have to invest in people.
That was Councilperson Melissa Robinson. And, you know, throughout KC, there are 17,000 vacant lots. Roughly 20% of them are owned by the Kansas City, Missouri Land Bank. Mm. And, you know, like I said, in the east side, it's just, it's so many. Mm-hmm. You know, years ago, there were 22 homicides in a 10-block radius in 1 year. That was years ago on the east side. So it's like if you grow up in a certain community, in a certain environment, it's only so much you can do without the resources.
Right.
And here's another thing. How it looks matters because it's about how you treat things.
Absolutely.
Not only in your neighborhood, but everywhere else you go to. So, you know, they tell people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, but it's like, bro, if I'm only secluded to this type of environment my whole life, this is all the things that I'm going to see and experience.
Yeah, you said everything perfectly. I'm with you when you're right.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jam.
Big shout out to all the cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line. Shout out to Rich Harris.
Rich
we love you. It's always big love, cousin. And shout out to Barber M at Watson's Barbershop in Lawrence, Kansas, always for doing a great haircut. Shout out to you. Shout out to Dr. Dandria Davis, Aaron Davis, the bus drivers, Kaylin Mudrew, Karen and Karen, first student. Crazy for real, and just a big great day to everyone, because of course, you know, we celebrating our teachers today. Shout out to hold on, let me get it right, cousin. Shout out to Coy Native, that's number one. Monice Nelson, Ari Armstrong, who else we got on this list? Anastasia Jackson, hey girl. Shout out to Cynthia Good and Casey Old School Drill Team. Major shout out to those team, that team right there.
Love and appreciate y'all, cousins. D, a convicted child sex offender, they've been hosting children's events throughout KC with through a nonprofit. And they're planning more. So this is prompting strong warnings from legal experts who said the situation exposes a dangerous gap in Missouri law. So the nonprofit in question is called Sisters in Spirit Transitional Living Empowerment and Recovery Program. It was co-founded by Shauna White, who is a convicted Tier 3 sex offender, the highest tier designation at the federal level. She spent 9 years in prison after a jury convicted her of, don't want to describe that, it was something really bad. Despite her conviction, she insists that she has changed. Now, there is someone else who lives at the same address as someone named Jennifer Dix, who has also worked with the nonprofit. And they pleaded guilty in 2004 to first-degree statutory sodomy of another felony involving the use of a child in a sexual performance. That is awful. And so they have some promo items that that somebody uncovered. They had a trunk-or-treat event for children on October 19th in KC. And they also have scheduled a babysitting kids party and a holiday gingerbread party contest on December 7th. So legal experts said that these events raise major concerns as Missouri law prohibits registered sex offenders from having contact with children during Halloween-related activities. But the statute explicitly names October 31st, not events held on other days.
That sounds like a big red flag.
Big old red flag. And
because out of all the things you could be doing with your time, this is what you want to do after being convicted of these gruesome acts?
You hear me?
That's
what
not
we
all
talking
right.
about, dog. So be aware, y'all. If you, man, look, you see.
Say the name of that nonprofit again. What was that name again?
Sisters in Spirit Transitional Living Empowerment and Recovery Programs.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all be aware. And I know this rose a red flag for me, D, because we work with nonprofits all the
all
time.
Day long. Yeah.
And we work with the community, all these community organizations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Just be aware. Just keep your eyes open, Casey.
Yeah, keep your head on the swivel out there for you and your kids.
TMG, the morning gossip, is the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:22 on your time. It's a high of 62, and currently it is 51 at the Truman Library. There is a body cam footage of Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams explaining an incident that happened on a recent flight to authorities. And while she's speaking to the authorities about the situation, there are eyewitnesses that pop up and defend her.
So she was like, you know, are you going to make me listen to that the whole time? I said, well, do you want to? And she said, no. I said, well, it was a nicer way to say that. And she said, you don't tell me And I was like, I don't know what she's claiming she's going to press charge saying that I hit her. I'm like, I did not hit you. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
I was sitting two rows back. Mm-hmm. She did not touch
me. No, that's what I'm saying.
You saw everything happen.
Yeah.
Sounds like she ran into a Karen. Not 100% sure, but it sounds like that's what the situation is. I'm happy she got some people to back her up, though. Because I told you several places you don't want to get into no incidents. Church and the airport.
Oh, yeah. I put the airport above church. I done seen a couple scuffles at church before. They be kind of funny sometimes.
Preach up!
But, yeah, the airport, though... Oh, no.
Get on that no-fly list.
No.
Or you can't go nowhere.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Oh, my God.
Next up, we got our definition, our version, our Hustle and Shine version of Donkey of the Day.
Oh, this is when you're doing it?
I'm doing it right now, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Goofy of the Week goes to Tory Lanez. He just got hit with a contempt of court ruling after refusing to answer basic questions during his third jailhouse deposition.
That big dummy!
In the defamation case that Megan Thee Stallion has against a blogger named Milagro Grams. Now, of course, if you remember, Lanez is currently serving a 10-year prison sentence for shooting and injuring Megan Thee Stallion back in 2020. His appeal of the conviction and sentence was recently denied again. So just kind of like the lay of the land, what happened in this conversation. Tory Lanez, a.k.a. Daystar, he asked what the consequences would be for not answering questions. When told, he responded... When he was told how much the fine was going to be, I believe it's about $20,000. He allegedly responded, "Whatever the fines are, I'll pay them. I'm a millionaire. I don't care." He also reportedly stormed out of the room and directed insults at Megan's lawyer.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Storming out of a room just to go back to being locked up is kind of crazy. He must have been upset.
And he ain't that tall, so it's like it's more funny. Like you see somebody short storming out of the room and coming back in.
I'm a millionaire. I'm getting up out of here.
Just stupid.
Take me back to my cell.
I can't.
Nope. Congratulations to Tory Lanez. That's the one win he's gonna have this week.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, one West Side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You did.
The Carter Broadcast Group will be closed on Wednesday, November 26th for the Thanksgiving holiday. We're going to reopen on Monday, December 1st. Have a safe. Right, I didn't know that either.
Okay, I guess we all been.
I don't think this applies. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving from Hot 103 Jams. And a part of the Thanksgiving holiday, it is a tradition here in Kansas City. This is almost a 20-year tradition now. We got Turkey Tuesday. Man, the No Joy Foundation is doing it again, putting on for the city. My man Joseph Thomas, he's in the building up, hustling and shining. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to be here, man. What's up with y'all?
We happy to have you on the show.
That's right. Straight up.
Now, of course, Turkey Tuesday's right around the corner. How can we, as a community, help?
So the main way they can help is they can go to our foundation's website, nojoyfoundation.org, K-N-O-W, joeyfoundation.org, register. It's important for everybody to register in advance. We ask very simple questions, but most importantly, we try to get a heads up of how many turkeys we need. You know what I mean? So we ask everybody to register in advance. We had a tab open for volunteering. That tab is somewhat closed because we had our last volunteer meeting. But outside of that, they can make donations. You know, on Monday evening, all monies that we collect, we make our last minute purchases. So whether it be canned goods, toiletries, non-perishables, and of course, turkeys, we do that Monday evening. So again, visit the website, go there so you can register for yourself or for anybody that you know that need help this Thanksgiving. And then for those that's able to give, go there so they can go there and make that donation.
Donations. We like the kind that jingles, but we rather have the kind that folds.
Right.
So, Joey, let's hop in the DeLorean real quick. Let's go all the way back to 39th in Indiana.
Yeah.
2009. Yeah. You, Aaron Bond. Let's see, Jerron from Pure. That's it. Street, not Street King. Shout out to Street King. Lights Out, DJ Lights Out, DJ Q. You know, y'all was doing the Pure Radio thing.
F. Mill, Mario.
Yes.
Chef Kev.
Yes.
You
know?
I feel like I'm getting a Kansas City history lesson right now.
Without a doubt, you really are.
And he was at, you know, the old shop was on 39th in Indiana. Yeah. And you all used to stay there. Was it 48 hours or 24 hours?
24 hours, all night long. Yeah. We gave nobody an excuse to say that they couldn't make it. I said, unless you was an astronaut or, you know what I mean, a fireman, you really didn't have no option why you couldn't get there in 24 hours. But, yeah, man, the hustle and the grind was real.
You still feel that same fire from when you did in 2009?
Without a doubt. I think the only reason why we stopped doing the 24 hours is just because we ran into politics within partnerships, you know what I mean, when it came to different venues. But when we were having it at the shop, you know, as a matter of fact, Joy, shout out to Joy, my oldest. She just asked the other day, "Hey, Dad, you know, can we turn it back into a 24-hour? We want to do a sleepover. I want my friends to be able to come hang out." Mm-hmm. So that's a work in progress. We're gonna see how this partnership go. It's our first year working with YMCA, so you know we're gonna see how this go, and hopefully we'll get back to that 24-hour initiative, man. That way the youth can have something to do, a nice, safe space to have fun all night long.
You miss still, those lock-ins.
Yeah.
You exactly. still doing the Kansas Missouri challenge?
Oh, without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. You know,
who winning?
Yeah, I mean, that's really a question. You know what I'm saying? What side of the water are we on? Now, I mean, but so it's Missouri versus Kansas this year, every year. Shout out to Eric over there, man. They've been holding down for 13 years now. They've been rocking with us. You know what I mean? So for some reason they still like, you know, I'm grateful that they fired up, but man, we kicking their butt, man.
We love a good healthy competition.
Yeah, good healthy competition. Yeah,
we got Joseph Thomas in the building. We talking about Turkey Tuesday going down this Tuesday, benefiting families in Kansas City. And shout out to the No Joy Foundation. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Frosty Frogs.
Right.
Shout out to your barbershops. Like your entrepreneurial spirit. You've been doing it for a long time now.
Yeah.
What makes you keep that going, man?
God, you know, without a doubt, God. You know what I mean? In between the vision, the motivation, the resources, the ground appearing out of nowhere when you take that step, all that is possible because of God. You know what I mean?
And you do a great job of putting on for the community. So we want to make sure we give you your flowers, too.
Straight up. Thank you. I mentioned last night, man. I had a chance to talk last night. And I said, you know, a lot of people always say, you know, Joey, thank you for what you're doing and everything. Mm-hmm. And as much as I appreciate that, like, you know, I cannot take credit for all this stuff, man. Because, again, the reality to it is that Joey doesn't buy 1,000 turkeys. Joey doesn't collect 1,000 solid. It's the city that's making this possible. You know what I mean? Like, we do our job in regards to putting on the platform, making sure things are ran tight, doing the heavy lifting. But it's the people that's making this possible. So, you know, with that being said, you know, shout out to all of Kansas City, people that's been supporting us for 18 years, man. Wow. 18 years is a long time. Within that 18 years and with some of our other initiatives, we've been able to help give resources, feed, provide for over 50,000 families.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's amazing. A huge thing for us. So we are extremely grateful, happy, proud, and all kind of other emotions for that. But again, shout out to Kansas City. Shout out to Carter Broadcast Group. Y'all been there with us for every step of the way, all 18 years. Even way back when I was in this room 4 years doing Generation Rap. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the relationship here has been long, it's been strong, and we just thank all of Kansas City and everybody for everything, man.
It is a team effort, truly.
That's right.
Like, without one link, we're as strong as our weakest link.
That's right. So, that's right.
I remember you said something to me about Frosty Frogs and your daughters. You was like, yeah, you know, you got to get out here and get it one day at a time. Like, whatever you get home that day is what you're going to eat. Yes, you still carry that same mindset?
Without telling my son, I said, what you kill is what you eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, I'm raising 3 daughters. You know, again, shout out to them. But before I had daughters, somewhere in my mind, in my heart, I knew I was going to have sons. And then every single time, because we never wanted to know what we were having. We just wanted to have every single time, you know, when they held it up, like, all right, Dad, what you got? Damn, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's been a blessing. So, you know, trying to figure out how to find that balance of I don't necessarily know if I want to call it tough love, but just getting them prepared for this world. You know what I mean? I tell them all the time, you know, I don't have a bunch of money to leave y'all, but I got a lot of resources. I got a lot of wisdom I can leave y'all. So I guess in essence, I'm doing my best to try to teach them how to fish versus giving them fish.
That's real.
Yeah, and I appreciate because they actually listen. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of rare, you know what I'm saying? But they actually listen, you know what I mean? So I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for that. And they gonna be good. And plus with a strong community around, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard for anybody to fail when you got a true strong community.
Yes, sir.
A lot of what we doing is we're investing into people with a hope of a ROI. I need a return on that investment. The return I need is just favor and access. You know what I mean? So
Amen.
That's my request to Kansas City and beyond. You know, send favor and access when you see my children or anybody in my family coming through.
That 18th annual Turkey Tuesday right around the corner. Before you go, what's on your plate real quick? I'm talking to you, Joey.
What's on your plate?
Your Thanksgiving plate.
Again, visit nojoyfoundation.org, but on my plate we'll be eating. I really don't know because crazy enough, this is our first time in 18 years having a Thanksgiving off. Usually, Turkey Tuesday is usually Tuesday and Wednesday. Thanksgiving Day, we tired, trying to recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
We Monday and Tuesday this year, first time ever. Mm-hmm. As well as we got a new location, but first time ever doing that. So I don't even know what to do for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm being honest with
you.
You
don't know what to do with yourself.
I don't even know what to do. I really don't.
Give me all the dressing you can give me.
Right.
That's right. Me. I one more thing. Mm-hmm. You say you was trying to have a boy or whatever.
Yeah.
Y'all want to know what my first name was on planet Earth? Before they knew I was a boy.
What's that?
Nicole Shay Lee Brooks.
What was it?
Nicole Shay Lee.
That was gonna be
Nicole
Shay Lee. That was gonna be my name.
I can see it wasn't Nicole.
But then because it wasn't no, are they sonograms? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Where you can see, wasn't none of that popping out. So you had to guess what it was.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Joey, man.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much.
No Joey Foundation, y'all. Turkey Tuesday coming up. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
Thank you.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Now, since it is almost Thanksgiving season, well, it is Thanksgiving season, but it's almost that time to really get your eat on. I found this survey that said Americans use 5 times more butter during holiday cooking season. When you get in that kitchen, do you be throwing that butter up in there?
No, I don't. That's one thing I try to be very cautious about, man. That butter and oil and all that. Mm-mm-mm.
It's also about what type of butter you're using. There are some better options, but, you know, throw some butter in there. That was how I was raised.
I'm not a big butter person. When it comes, like, people have breads and cornbread and stuff, they'll take, like, a quarter stick of butter, fam. Yeah. And I
eat that cornbread, you probably don't know.
People add more to it.
Yeah, and today I'm excited because we having a potluck at work.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited. List, too. The potluck sign-up sheet. Now, what did you bring? Tell everybody what you brought.
Oh, I got my world-famous chicken rotel, baby. Straight from the hood where they do it most good.
Like you're probably eating more than a sandwich.
I'm excited to try that, too. Shout-out to Julie. She bringing some ooey-gooey butter cake. Ooh, so fire. And she's brought that before. Now, I was going to sign up and do, baked macaroni and cheese. Now, but when I saw the list, I had already saw Miss Sharon had signed up to do macaroni and cheese. And I said to myself, you know what, young grasshopper? Go ahead and let the old heads get down and let them do their thing.
Thank God we got, you know.
So I decided to
bring the right person making the mac and cheese.
You saying that is the right person over me?
Well,
that's crazy.
I ain't had your cooking, D. So
that's crazy. I've been ordained by my family to be able to be that person for years.
You ain't never brought nothing up here to
cook. Yeah, I didn't feel like it. Mm-mm. Don't feel bad too if you don't feel like cooking, cousins, and it's a potluck at your job. Don't feel the pressure.
Have you tried my cooking before?
I have not.
Ooh, I can't wait.
That's
for
what
this.
I'm saying. I'm very interested to try the spaghetti and green beans. Oh yeah, I'm gonna try. Can't wait to try them green beans. But yeah, make sure you tap into our Hot 103 Jams Instagram page and the Facebook page because I'm gonna be. I might go live test tasting everybody's stuff. So. Hope I don't offend anybody, but buckle up.
You ain't lying.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
827, high up 63. Currently, it is 50, foggy skies, and KCK. Tyrese shares that some of the current music out, especially R&B, he feels that it lacks experience.
But the problem with today's music
is that people are not releasing songs from a real place because they can hold a note, put some auto-tune on it, and you don't feel it. There's a lot of dudes out here also don't know anything about good sex. Damn. Know nothing about it. When you get in the vocal booth to sing about it, you're not feeling none of it. You don't know nothing about nothing.
Why'd you make that face, B?
Cringe.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
You got the ick.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
I just want my baby.
That's yeah. All. I'm tired of us talking about, okay, this music don't have this, this music doesn't have this.
Me too.
Well, what does it have then?
Me too.
Let's move on from that at this point. Reports are saying from some sources that Nissan Altimas are expected to be discontinued after the 2025 model. And of course, that's had a lot of CNAs out there concerned. A lot of BMs out there concerned.
Hell no!
I hope I
also some of the K's I know are behind the wheel of some Nissan Altimas.
Yeah, I never could fit in any of them Nissan Altimas, so fit. I kind of stayed out.
You ain't like it's a Beetle or something.
Might as well for me.
But yeah, so if you was looking forward to a Nissan Altima in the next several years and getting you a new one. No.
This is a mess.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those determined, honest, and a little secret of Scorpio.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to actor who portrayed Tupac in the 2017 biopic. Happy birthday to Demetrius Shipp Jr. Sending over a major happy birthday to rapper Anne Marie. A big happy birthday to the former president of the United States, Joe Biden. And a big happy birthday to the Toxic King himself. Happy birthday, Future Hendrix.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Meechie Meech, Marcus Johnson, and Chanel Monroe. Happy birthday, Brandon Kenny, Keandra Flanoy, and Katie Quinn. Happy birthday, Ray Williams, Steve Tabern, and Diane Clark. Sending birthday love to Keel Pouncil and Alicia Talaferro. Happy birthday, Janelle Taiwan Williams and Brian Chambers. Plus, sending birthday love to Lala Schrody and Taisha Spencer. Plus, everybody else born on November 20th. Happy birthday, Scorpio. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Tamika.
Hey, Tamika. What you doing, cousin?
Working.
Working day and night. What's your check engine light looking like?
It's looking pretty good.
Pretty good. Like it's not too lit, but it's lit.
Oh my God.
It's a little light skin, kind of like Brian B.
Yeah. I'm only light skinned in the wintertime. In the summertime, I'm fried hog.
Yes, sir.
Rotisserie chicken, me, baby.
Yeah. Akon shining.
Hell no.
All right, Tamika, we got a shot to get you qualified to win $1,000 of free fall cash and for you to walk away with a $30 Kansas Lotto ticket. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready, girl?
Yes, I'm ready.
Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That's what I throw warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blue hate you, athletes might cake you, but you must have me mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
Ain't nobody so sexy. I dress so fresh and clean.
Fresh and so clean, clean.
Ain't nobody fresh and clean. I dress so fresh and clean.
So fresh and so clean, clean. Hey!
Straight out the
shower. I was making sure you got that right. I was pretty simple now, Tamika.
Yes, I got it.
All right, cousin. You getting that $30 Kansas Lotto instant ticket. That ticket can give you the chance to win up to $100,000. If you get all that money, what would you spend it on?
You know, I'm not to focus on bills. I want something for myself. So I thought we were going
to vacation. Even going to lie. I like that,
man. All right,
yeah.
Tamika, please tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103.
Making that real money.